Imagine discovering that everything you've been taught about success is backward, that working harder, setting ambitious goals, and developing better habits might actually be keeping you from the life you want. This is the revolutionary premise of Supercoach that has captured everyone from Hollywood celebrities to Fortune 500 executives. In a world obsessed with productivity hacks and hustle culture, this approach offers something refreshingly different. True success comes from working from the inside out, accessing your innate well-being rather than struggling against external circumstances. The transformation doesn't require adding more to your life. It happens through seeing differently, like discovering a shortcut that turns your hour-long commute into a 5-minute journey. While most personal development focuses on horizontal movement, point A to B, the most profound change happens vertically at level 3 transformation. Level 1 addresses specific situations, level 2 works with entire categories, but level 3 transforms your fundamental way of being in the world. Consider Bob struggling with difficult customers. Level 1 might script specific responses. Level 2 would develop general communication skills. Level 3 helps Bob realize his reactions stem from his thinking, not customer behavior, allowing his natural empathy to emerge effortlessly. Our beliefs literally create our experience of reality. Neil discovered this at 15 while playing Pepe in West Side Story. When another actor mocked his character, he felt genuine fury despite knowing it was acting. Making believe something long enough makes it feel real. We each live in separate realities because our minds filter information differently. Three elements combine in any creation: energy, raw material, consciousness, ability to experience, and thought, paintbrush shaping experience. Like a movie projector, our consciousness illuminates our thoughts, creating the experience we see on the screen of our lives. The formula, energy plus consciousness plus thought equals creation, reveals we can change our experience not by arguing with the characters, but by changing the film being projected. We're born already happy, not needing to achieve happiness. Our natural state is peace, joy, and connection, evident in contented infants whose basic needs are met. We develop personas, unconscious reactions to the world, from early experiences that shape our understanding of safety and acceptance. We learn that others' approval keeps us safe, so we create acts to please them. Eventually, we mistake these acts for our true selves, losing touch with our authentic nature. While conventional coaching improves the persona, super coaching reveals the diamond within, our true essence beneath accumulated layers. People incorrectly view happiness as existing on a continuum they must navigate through acquisitions or thought control. The revolutionary insight is that well-being isn't something to pursue, but our essential nature. Well-being is not the fruit of something you do, it is the essence of who you are. There is nothing you need to change, do, be, or have in order to be happy. Most people pursue goals through acquisition, go get it, or attraction, like attracts like. The creation paradigm offers a more empowering alternative, approaching life as artists with a blank canvas rather than customers ordering from a limited menu. Neil compares compulsive goal setters to his dog, who obsessively plays fetch. These goal dogs chase objectives without enjoying achievements, essentially playing fetch with themselves. The problem occurs when happiness becomes the bone being chased, leaving them never feeling successful enough to be content. The crucial distinction is between mental, physical involvement, putting creative energies into outcomes, versus emotional investment, staking happiness and self-worth on results. The ideal approach allows for creative engagement without stress, increasing influence while releasing control of the uncontrollable. Decision-making should be simple. We either want something or we don't. What complicates it is our belief that decisions have profound consequences and require certainty. In reality, our ability to handle consequences matters more than the initial decision. The simplest decision-making rule: The more reasons you need to convince yourself to do something, the less you actually want it. True desires rarely require multiple justifications. When using the "do I want to" approach, distinguish between four types of apparent desires: shoulds, external expectations; fantasies, appealing in theory but not reality; whims, momentary desires; and true wants, consistent desires that persist over time. The key is navigating by desire versus navigating by mood. Navigating by desire means asking, "Do I want to?" and acting accordingly, regardless of temporary emotions. Navigating by mood means asking, "Do I feel like it?" which often keeps you trapped in old patterns. Our emotional state dramatically affects how we respond to identical situations. When our mood is low, the world looks bleak. When high, we feel unstoppable. This happens because emotions respond to our thoughts, not external circumstances. Our thoughts are like trains, inviting us to travel with them, but they only impact us when we charge them with importance. It's rarely the first negative thought that hurts, it's the 50th that comes when we follow that train too far. The key isn't controlling every thought, but recognizing when we're in a low mood and postponing action until our mood naturally lifts. When feeling down, identify the thought behind the feeling and let it go, like nudging a stuck stick in a river. Regardless of what's happening in your thoughts or life, deeper feelings like gratitude, compassion, and love remain available. When your mood is low, reconnect to your higher wisdom by tuning in to the most unconditional feeling you can find. In a world obsessed with exceptionalism, the average day philosophy offers a paradoxical solution. The cumulative effect of consistent days spent doing what you love produces extraordinary results. When we release the pressure to be exceptional, we recognize that good enough is usually sufficient, and we can only do one thing at a time. As John Wooden said, "Be quick, but don't hurry." When everything feels chaotic, slow down. Everything you do is actually a choice. We often believe we have to do certain things, but these are choices we make for specific outcomes. True discipline is being disciplined enough to not do what you don't want to, even when others say you should. Financial security isn't about how much money you have, but your ability to generate more through service. The greatest barrier to wealth is believing you need money. Neediness projects desperation that repels opportunity. Your power to make a difference comes through belief and unconditional support. Hope serves as the magic elixir that energizes dreams, fuels possibilities, and lets you live beyond the limits of your historical thinking. By believing in others' potential rather than being a devil's advocate, you catalyze transformation. The ultimate guidance comes from within. Listen to your inner wisdom and let your light shine. When you live authentically connected to your essential nature, you create not just success, but a meaningful life that ripples outward to everyone around you.